Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 53, the focus is on how our meaningless thoughts are showing us a meaningless world, and that the world we see is from images that we have made. For many people, this is challenging to understand. You may think, how could I have possibly produced this world and all the details and the people and everything that's going on? And yet we do this very thing in our nighttime dreams. In fact, just the other night as I had my dream, I woke up marveling at how much detail and color and people and places and things were right there in my dream. That I have the capacity in this mind of mine to create an entire alternate universe right during my sleep. Imagine what we can do when we're awake. Today we are remembering that our meaningless thoughts are showing us a meaningless world. Haven't you ever had a dream where you thought, that is the most ridiculous dream? And where did it come from? It was coming from some collection of just crazy things that maybe happened throughout your week. And somehow your mind wove it together into some story. You are looking at a meaningless world. And this is not the world that God created for you. And as we reclaim the real world, as we reclaim our real thoughts that are just below the surface of the thoughts we have right now, we will once again connect into the real world that is rightfully ours. Now, some people might find that frightening because it sounds as though you would have to give up the world you see. And in fact, you would. Not necessarily giving up what you love, but giving up your attachment to it so that you can be shown something greater. Remember that as you accept the real world, you can only gain. That with God's plan, with God's answer, there is never loss. You can actually entertain and enjoy this process because as you tap into what is true, your world and your life will become richer, happier, more abundant, greater, more filled with light and joy. And this puts you in a place of a very natural awakening into the real world. Be certain today that there is no loss in this journey. There is only gain, and it is a journey to the center of the self, where your real world is waiting for you. And today, dear God, thank you for helping us to quiet our minds, let go of all of our perceived problems, and to tune back into what is rightfully ours, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide each and every step. Use our thoughts today for our own well-being. We accept miracles today, and we accept the glorious day that you have in store for us. Amen.